Okay. Meta tags are basically what the search engines use to display your pages. So it's always important to create a meta tag. And if you look up here, first thing it tells me is title. Okay. And I'm going to call this demo page, which is not very descriptive. But if you think about the search engine, basically when it lists the pages on the search engine, it lists a title and it lists a description. This is where those come from, and this is where you control those. So you should enter a title and a description for every page on your website if you're going to have the search engines index it. This title will also appear when people display the page up in the blue bar at the top of the page. Okay. This is a page we made. I don't know what to stop. Okay, so there's our description. The next one down is keywords, and this is where we would put in the keywords that we wanted it to, the search engine to use for us, and so we can add a list of keywords of what things we want the search engines to search for. There are other things you can list here as well. I'm going to skip over most of them, and I'm going to go down to the bottom where there are a couple of other important things, if I can find them. Okay, right here at the bottom, you've got robots, okay? If you don't want the search engines to index this page, you would put don't use, okay? If you want the search engines, when their spider comes, to index the page and follow all the links onto the next pages, you'd put index follow, or you could do index no follow. Anyway, that's where you control how the search engines access that page. So an important little thing to add as well. And I think that's pretty much all the information that we needed to talk about on that page. So let's go ahead and submit that. Now we've got our not very good meta tags, but you know, I really hope the search engines don't find this page anyway. So when we're all done, we can come in here and we can push save or save as. In this case, I want to push save as. Okay, and somewhere I've got my browse window, if I can find it. Easy browse. Easy browse. Okay, there we go. And so we want to save this one. I don't want to save it in the images directory. I want to save it out here. So I'm going to have to click show all. Okay, and I'm going to overwrite the index page because I want this to be my new index page. So I'm going to click save as, and it's going to save it. It says, oh, warning, you've already got one there. Yep, cover it up. So go ahead. Okay, now we've saved that page. So that page is now that we just built is live on the website or live on the internet for the world to see. So, okay, I think that pretty much covers everything that I wanted to show you in Easy Page Builder. Let's quickly go to some questions. We're over what I was supposed to be time-wise, but I apologize for that. So let's quit that page. Okay, so now we've talked about all of those things. We pretty much covered everything. So now let's go through some questions here.